92.7 FM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Jean of Eau Claire.
I had a lot of things to say, but whenever I follow CJ, I just have to contain myself. he is an example of the damages. He is the damaged person caused by the outrageous fascist lies spread by the New Republican Party. This guy hears it hour after hour, day after day, lie after lie, spewed by the people that's elected into office, utilizing their platforms to totally degrade our country. Now, he's a product of that. He cannot stand one subject. He cannot justify his thinking, but he just repeats everything he heard word for word off Fox, off OAN, all of the stations in the state of Wisconsin and other places that are spewing the lies nonstop. And what we need to do is make gall darn sure that we report the damages done by these liars. And it's so disgusting, Matt. You know, I listen to this stuff nonstop, attacking our universities, like what you said, nonstop. I could start in the morning and go all the way through the day, nonstop, attacking the university. Oh, half them kids, they can't get jobs anyway when they graduate. They need to go and get a job. And, oh, it was just really bad. Oh, those university professors, they only teach X amount of hours a day. You know, and they just ran down the schools, ran down the teachers, ran down everybody. And then they got the gall to go after teachers when they have to shut down the schools to stop the pandemic. It's bizarre, and it's frustrating, and it's really hurting our country. And I hope these people are held accountable. I'm praying they're held accountable, because this is just the most destructive behavior I've ever witnessed in my life, and I'm an old lady, and it's unbelievable, Matt. So please keep up the great work. We're so lucky to have you and all of your callers. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jean, as always, for calling with such wonderful passion. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill? Bill of Oconomowoc. Bill, if you're still on the line, happy to talk to you. Otherwise, stand by and call back in. We're going to go to a subject, and this is one that people are going back and forth on. I want to tell you where I come out. It looks as if, in my view, Milwaukee is going to be getting the 2024 Republican National Convention. And I'm going to tell you why they're going to get it. And then I'm going to tell you why I think it's very good for Milwaukee and Wisconsin that we get it, even though I'm a Democrat. We got the 2020 convention for the Democrats. And unfortunately, COVID intervened and it basically disappeared. This is very, very sad. I think the Republicans a little bit want to upstage us, but also Ron Johnson is very vulnerable in this state, and they think that bringing the convention here will help him. And our only competition right now is Nashville, Tennessee. And Nashville, Tennessee has a Republican senator in a very red state who's not vulnerable. So I think that you're going to see the Republican National Convention here. That means hundreds of millions of dollars for restaurants, hotels, shops, everything in southeastern Wisconsin. When the Democrats got it, we had hotel rooms reserved as far away as O'Hare Airport, Madison, and Sheboygan. That's going to happen now. There won't be a hotel room or a motel room in Waukesha County, Walworth, Racine, Kenosha, Dane, probably Rock County, some of it, certainly Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and of course, Milwaukee. Now, you're going to say to me, Matt, give me a break. I'm going to go into a restaurant, what? Sanford, Zafiro's, one of these places, Sala, Bavette, Buckley's, one of the great restaurants, Buckley's, in Milwaukee. And I've got to see Marjorie Taylor Greene eating a hamburger, or Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar or Ted Cruz? Hold me back. Well, first of all, these people, the way they operate is that they take the whole restaurant. Their donors pay for it. So you're not going to get a reservation at Zaffiro's or Buckley's or Sala or Bavette or any of these, any of the Bartolotta restaurants. You're not going to get it because they'll take the whole restaurant. But if you see them walking along the street and you can't stand them, don't accost them. Don't say anything. We are a hospitable people. Hundreds of millions of dollars this is worth to us. Very, very glad it's happening. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Two things. One is good news, but I'll get to that at the end. We need CJ on the phone constantly on your line, and we need all his buddies because they really have so much rope. They're now hanging themselves every time they speak. I got in an argument with an ex-cop yesterday who is a far-right extremist. I said, you guys got to stop lying. You just got to stop lying. You lie about everything. We're sick and tired of it. We're not that ignorant. He got really upset with me, and I proved to him how when they put guns on the street, they had no plan to stop it, and they were responsible. I proved to him the misinformation that Fox did cost hundreds of thousands of lives. So now the good news. How about some good news? I talked to Marty Calderon yesterday, who runs Gun Touch Milwaukee, and I've been with him for years, and they take the worst of the worst, the gang leaders and everything that are convicted killers. They convert them to Christ, they get out, and then they become leaders in the right way. I called Marty yesterday. I said, why don't you have a little meeting with the men and ask them how they'd handle the gun problem in Milwaukee? Marty loved it. He said they're going to do it today with a bunch of these ex-people that did that kind of stuff. And how would they now turn it around and correct it? Marty, if you need a link to Marty, Earl Ingram knows him pretty well. So there's a link. So how about some good news for today? And who knows, maybe we can make a difference right here in Milwaukee.
That's great. And you know what's great about that, Bill, is because when an ex-con or a gang leader who is set straight says that to the younger kids, they have more credibility than you or I saying it to them. Thank you for that great news. I'm going to go on, Bob, and it says Wisconsin East Coast. I assume that's Milwaukee. The East Coast of Wisconsin is Milwaukee. But anyway, Bob, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today?
Well, good morning, Matt. Today is an important holiday. It's the 17th of May, or Norwegian Constitution Day.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of friends who are Norwegian, and I'm very, very pleased to hear it. The thing about Norway is they are a strong ally of the United States. They're a strong ally of the West. And if today is their Constitution Day, I'm very, very glad to hear it. At one time, most people don't know this, Sweden owned Norway. And Sweden, back in the 19th century, looked down on Norway, which is crazy, and because really very similar cultures. Anyway, my friend Tom Loftus, former Speaker of the Assembly, was ambassador in Norway. His family came from Oslo. He's a sister living in Oslo. And so tremendous ties between Wisconsin and Norway. I'm very, very glad to hear it. They have, you know, Stenda Mai over in the Stoughton area, Stenda Mai. And it's a great culture, very, very great culture. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Hi, Matt. Just a slight correction on the price of gasoline that CJ of Stoughton raised. If you do not adjust for the consumer price index, you are getting totally meaningless comparisons. The previous high was in June of 2008, when adjusted for inflation, the price of gasoline was $5.44. Yesterday, the price was $4.49. So we've got a ways to go before we set any records. It's not a good situation, but we've been here before, and this is a world energy spike, and it will be addressed. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you very much. And what, yeah, you're right. Adjusted for the consumer price index, that's right. Secondly, you know, we don't live, no man is an island, you know, sufficient unto himself. I mean, we're in a world economy. Inflation is worldwide now, and oil prices are worldwide now, and largely, not entirely, but because of the war in Ukraine, and somewhat because Saudi Arabia and the others are deliberately not pumping. So it's a complicated issue, but I'm glad to hear you correct the sort of the false notion that somehow this is historically a record. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Nice call, Jeannie and Bill. Also, our brother lives in central Wisconsin. There's a lot of CGAs up there. I don't like to give them too much airtime, but it's an amazing thing. That's why I want to say a little bit about our governor. I think I'm a Vietnam-era vet, so I'm an old dude. But I really think the current governor, Tony Evers, is one of the best governors in my lifetime. And I say that because he kind of appeals to all sides. And I think Wisconsin needs that right now. And he's pretty hard for the four Republican governor candidates to run against him because he's kind of a centrist. And I just think he does a nice job. He's what we need in this state to correct all the ills of the former governor's damage he did. So I just want to put a plug in for him. I can't also, well, maybe Gaylord Nelson, Matt. But other than that, I think Tony's done as good a job as anyone could have under the circumstances. So I just want to put a, do some advertising on here, Tony. But okay, Matt, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, Paul. That's great. And let me tell you something. The Duchess of Foxconn Abbey, Rebecca Clayfish, is not going to beat him. Look who they have. They have the Duchess of Foxconn. They have Michaels, who just came in. Basically, he has homes in New York and Connecticut. And then you have, who do you have? Rampton, who's out of his mind. And then you have this Nicholson, who used to be a Democrat and was the head of the Young Democrats and now just switched. So I think that you put that in context. And by the way, as far as great governors in the state, I'm going to put in a plug for two others. How about Fighting Bob La Follette? And how about Pat Lucey? But other than that, I think you have some good points, and I really appreciate your calling in, as always. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.